listen to this story about Halloween, guys.
All right.
We're just weeks away. Kids across the country are getting their costumes ready so they can go out and have a good time and collect candy.
Like you do.
But there's a town by the name of Chesapeake. It's in Virginia.
It's
where kids
town.
Over 12 are not allowed to participate in the holiday tradition. And if they do, they could face fines or jail time.
Yes.
Apparently, this town has had the ordinance on the books for a few years. Someone recently shared a screenshot of the rules on Facebook where it has gone viral. Listen to this. This is the quote from the law.
Go on.
The law.
The law. The man.
He or she shall be guilty of a misdemeanor and shall be punished by a fine of not less than $25, nor more than $100, or by confinement in jail for not more than 6 months or both.
I appreciate them using gender appropriate
They
language.
Want to throw teenagers in jail for trick-or-treating.
I'm here for it.
What do you... Why? Why, Kennedy? Before I blow my top.
Because I think there's an age after which you don't trick-or-treat anymore. I just think it's ridiculous. Kids come to the house and they're like hardly dressed and they're like, give me candy.
Give me candy.
They're pushing over the little kids. They like, you know what I mean? It's, for me, not interesting.
They're running around and they're trying to grab as much candy as possible, which I respect that. But
I want to see the cute little kid dressed as a lobster in the pot with mom and dad. That's
and this
what
is what's
see.
Wrong with our society,
oh,
Kennedy.
Stop.
You people over there
you people,
are trying
people.
To get our kids to grow up too fast. Let a kid be a kid. A 15-year-old, a 14-year-old, a 13-year-old.
What grade is that, please?
That's
it depends on how smart they are.
Right. For me, that was fifth
school,
grade.
High school, no.
High school, no. I remember as a freshman and a sophomore, and I think even as a junior, I got dressed up and trick-or-treated around the neighborhood.
Well, that was the Great Depression, and that was the only time you guys could get
candy. Also because your mom didn't feed you, so that's
not I'm just saying, let a kid be a kid, and teenagers are kids. Quit making them grow up to be adults when they're so young. Let me grab Mary. Mary's from Bedford, and I think you trick-or-treated all the way up until high school.
I was a senior in high school.
What?
I trick-or-treated. Yes, we were full-on costume. Like, it was the presidential election, I think, that year. We were clowns. We were dressing up like the, you know, and we
Yeah, politicians.
Around,
yeah, we get it.
Politicians, yeah. And we had a map. My best friend drew a map of all three neighborhoods we were going to hit, and we ran. But full-on costume. If you show up at my door without a costume, then that's different. But you
Same.
Got to be in costume.
Agreed.
And you were good kids, right?
Yeah, we were good kids. Then
did
we
you
went
not?
Home and
did you not have a high school party to go to?
No. See, that's what we don't want. We want them hanging out with other kids doing Halloween-y stuff, not going
stop.
To a party and drinking.
Stop.
Exactly. It was fun.
You know, when you wander from house to house, you can have a beer, right?
Maybe that's how you trick-or-treated. That's not how we trick-or-treated. All right. Thanks for calling in, Mary.
All right. Bye. Have a good day.
Shelly's from Plymouth. Good morning, Shelly.
Good morning.
Okay. So you have a 15 and a 17-year-old in the car, right?
Well, they're actually getting out of the car right now going to school.
All right. Do they want to trick-or-treat?
So this year they do not, no. But did they last year? My 15-year-old did trick-or-treat last year, yes.
And fully dressed?
She did, fully dressed.
Okay.
I agree that if teenagers are going to trick-or-treat, they should be fully dressed in a costume, not wearing like a sweatshirt and just coming to the door.
I feel like that's the delineating line, Carson. Whether they're old or young, they have to be in a costume. A hoodie and a mask doesn't do it for me. Get out. No candy for you.
Yes, I need some effort.
I need some effort.
Yes!
All right. Thanks for calling in, Shelly. Have a great day.
Nurse, so
all right.
They need effort. Yes.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Show me some
We
effort.
All need effort in our lives, don't we?
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.